With that, we'd like to do some joys, concerns, and praises. I know by now, I think most people know that there was a massacre in Israel last week, continuing to go on. There's terrorists in this world, and some of the terrorists are radical Islamic type of people. Not all people of Islam are that way, but there is a group of them that has a twisted view of their religion, and they believe that if they kill infidels, not only Jews, but anybody else that don't believe Islam, then if they kill them, they're a martyr, and they will have a special place in heaven. They're preaching this ideology even now after being caught and doing what they did. So the Bible says that we are to pray for the peace of Israel, especially the peace of Jerusalem. And it doesn't matter what faith you are. You shouldn't have to worry about somebody killing you for who you are or what you're not. We got a serious problem in the world. And we got 7 million people that come across our southern border in the last couple of years, and we don't even know who they are. Now, in the last week or so, they did catch a bunch of them, some of them from China, some of them from Syria, some of them from different places around the world. So you know what happened to us on 9/11, right, when we had our guard down? Well, Israel's having their 9/11, and we're very susceptible to something like that happening in our own country. So thank God for first responders and police officers and people that are trying to keep us safe. But it's a radical view of God. And we serve a God that died so we may live. We don't serve a God that says you can't live unless you die for me. That's the difference between the two. Do your own research. Pay attention. Don't, because I have a lot of thoughts and so forth of myself. But we need to be aware, and we need to do our own research and to know what's going on around the world. And Muhammad in the 7th century, he's the one that started the Islamic type of religion. In the 7th century, he took a little bit of Judaism, he took a little bit of Christianity, he took a little bit of Buddhism, there's another one there, and he came up with his own little religion. He wrote a book called the Quran, which is his Bible, but it's not a Bible, it's his interpretation, and that's where it came from. So they get joy out of killing infidels. Their whole goal is to convert the whole world to the Islamic faith. We've been talking about being in the battle of good and evil. There's evil in this world. You know, it's... Anyhow. Keep Israel in prayer. And the United States. And any other of the countries that are around. The bad news is the Book of Revelation tells us exactly what's going to take place, and we studied the Book of Revelation together a couple of years ago, and it's all Bible prophecy is just jumping to the surface, and more and more and more. The good news is we win, and I mean that by saying if you hang on to the blessed hope, we're probably going to have to go through some trials and tribulations, but if you hang on and have a faith relationship with God through Christ, you got a place in heaven. Amen. So.